Okay, today is Daf Nun Aleph of Masechta Yuma. We're on Nun Aleph Amar Aleph, but we're just going to go back for a second. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Freud family, Ilu Nishmat, Zev and Aaron Mordechai, and by the Daskal family, Ilu Nishmat Yitzchak Moshe, Ben Yisrael Yehuda, and Rachel Bas Yitzchak Moshe. The Neshama should have Aliyah. So we said yesterday that there was a brisa that we quoted, right? That said like this. It's not a brisa, it's actually a Mishnah. It's a brisa. That in some respects, a carbon is more machmir than a tamura. In some aspect, chomer zevach mi tamura, and chomer tamura mi zevach. Each one has a chumra and the over the other. Okay? And then we said, what carbon can we be talking about? The only carbon, I'm just reviewing outside to get into the flow. What carbon are we talking about? When we said, a carbon is more chumra dik than a tamura. What is that? Gesund. By process of elimination, the Gemara said, it can only be a par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Right? Since we said that it's more chomer than a tamura, obviously it's a carbon yachid, because you can only make a tamura with a carbon yachid. So the Gemara answered, no, maybe we're talking about the aisle of the Kohen Gadol, which was for sure a carbon yachid. Then we said, no, it's talking about the par of Yom Kippur, but it didn't mean that the par is more machmir than the power is more machmer than a tamura, which implies that a power is more machmer than tamura, which implies that you can make the power into a tamura, right? That implies that. No, it meant that the power is more machmer than the idea of tamura. Ein hachanami, you can't make the power into a tamura. Other animals that can make it into a tamura, right? And Ola, Shlomim, they can be made into tamuras. This par has more chumras than those tamuras. And those tamuras have some aspect over this par. That's what we said it meant. Then we said, well, why don't you just say this? The idea of par, the idea of a carbon, has chumras over the idea of tamura. And some idea of tamura has chumras over the idea of a carbon. Why is it a specific carbon over the idea of tamura? But not the idea of a carbon over the idea of tamura. That was, right? The hard Gemara, and the Gemara answered, it's impossible to say that we're talking about the idea of carbon. Why? Because there are certain carbonos that don't fit with the idea of carbon, namely Bechor and Meiser, which even if they have a mum, the Bechor is born with a mum, it's still a Bechor. If the 10th animal has a mum, it's still the 10th animal. So those don't really apply by other carbonos. You can't designate a carbon that has a mum. You can't do that, because we said you could designate a tumor that has a mum. The funny thing, the animal can't be a mum. The animal can't have a mum. But if you say, ooh, I want to make a tamur with that animal, and the second animal has a mum, the tamur is still with chal. That's one of the ways the tamur has more machmir over a carbon. So it can't be that to say, well, the idea of tamura is more machmir than the idea of carbon, because certain commandments are simply not true. So to say that, we couldn't say. Therefore, what do we say? What we say is like this. The par of Yom Kippur, Har of Yom Kippur has a chumra over the idea of tamura, and the idea of tamura has a chumra over the par. That's what we're up to.
I'm
going through tamura now in Mishnayos.
Right.
It's not easy. It's a very difficult mesechta.
So it's not chal, it's not effective what you did.
It's effective. It's an avera.
Either way, it's an avera.
It's an avera no matter what.
Right.
If the animal is a good animal, I think you bring it.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't want to speak. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
And then
but the point is, it could be chal on a mum. It could be chal on an animal with a mum, right, even though a real carbon can't.
But if it's not chal, you still get a rush, but the animal is not chal. Therefore, what's the difference in the second animal, whether it's chal or not?
Whether you get an... I don't know. That's a good question. Anyway, so we'll pick up right where we left off. where it says on the third line, Umayishna Tamura. How come by Tamura we said we're going to talk about the category of Tamura, the idea of Tamura as a whole? The answer is because Shem Tamura Achasi, because all the dinim of Tamura don't change, no matter what, doesn't change. It's all one Tamura, is the same. So to say that Tamura has certain chumras or certain kulas over real karbanos, you can make that statement. You know why? This doesn't change from carbon to carbon. It doesn't make one bit of a difference. The tamur is the same. Zevach, by karbanos, you can't say that. You know why? Because ikka bechar, the ikka meiser. This bechar and meiser. As Rashi says, in the Rashi of right here across, Shem tamura achasi, kol ha tamuros shavos. Every tamur is the same. Bechal hanach, in all cases. Kidiktani hacha. The betzibor, can you make a tamur into a carbon tzibor? No. Ubedichia Shabbos, Basias Tamura, Ubegiza Ba'avoda. They're all the same halachas. Aval Zevach, lo matzilu misni shame. When it comes to a carbon, you can't say, well, the category of karbanos has certain aspects over Tamura. That's an incorrect statement. Why? The Hakatani Giza Ba'avoda, because there's a din that if you make a carbon into an animal into a carbon, and then let's take it to Mum. So you redeem it. The halacha is, even though it's not Kaddish anymore, since it was once Kaddish, to look at a mum, it was once special. You have to always treat it special in certain ways. You can't shear it, you can't work it. It was once special, right? That's not true. The Tony Gizav Avoda, the Lo Matzil Lemeimer Mashe'en came b'Shem Zevach to Ika Bechor Meiser. Such a thing as a Bechor Meiser, and even if it has a mum, it's still a different halachas. Why? Because they're born that way, they're made that way. So different halachas totally. So you can't say, oh, the idea of carbon is different, has issues over Tamura. It's not so true. By karbanos, you have to be more specific. Okay. Ula Rav Sheshes. Now, according to Rav Sheshes, who said yesterday that, you know what we're talking about? We're not talking about the carbon. The par of Yom Kippur. We're talking about the aisle of Yom Kippur. The aisle of Yom Kippur was another carbon that only Aaron brought. So, Lurashashas, Ademukim le ba'ailo shel Aaron. He said that this is the animal that was special, was the Isle of Aaron, the Isle of Aaron, Lukmei b'Pesach, why didn't he say it would rather a carbon Pesach? The Docha es ha-Shabbos v'es ha-Tumah, it's Docha Shabbos, it's Docha Tumah, but also Tumur, the carbon Yachazi, and it's also Tumur. Why do you have to pick the Isle of carbon of Yom Kippur? I have a better one for you, carbon Pesach. So the Gemara answers, Kasavar, Ein shochtin Pesach ala yachid. You don't check the carbon Pesach for one person. A guy's alone, doesn't have any friends, doesn't have any family, nobody likes him. He can't bring a carbon Pesach. He has to get into a group, according to Rav Sheshes. So it's never going to happen. It's impossible for a yachid to bring a carbon Pesach. So therefore, what was he stuck with saying? The aisle of the of Yom Kippur.
Was it possible to bring it? Let's say he didn't have time to do it for 20 groups.
Then according to him, you're stuck. According to you, if it's a problem, you're right, you have to get yourself into a group, 100%. Vinok, you have to book early the hotel. Vinok me Pesach Sheni. How about Pesach Sheni? How about Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni, you don't need a group for that. So that's a good answer. Talk about Pesach Sheni, and it's a carbon yachid, and it can make it tamura, all the same story. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Me dochi bituma? Can you bring a carbon Pesach if you're tame? Pesach Sheni? Pesach Rishon, you can. Pesach Rishon, you can only bring it Tome if the whole Klal Yisrael is Tomei. What a Pesach Sheni? So you were Tomei. You were Tomei. Some relative of yours died. You went to the Levaya, Erev Pesach. You couldn't bring Karban Pesach. So you'll bring it next month. Next month, you're Tomei again. So can you bring a Pesach Sheni? Of course not. Right? Mi Dachi Betoma? It doesn't even work. Now we're going to pick up on that. Amalei Ravuna, so basically, there's no carbon left. What's the only carbon left? The aisle of a Yom Kippur. Amalei Ravuna, Bered Ravishua, Larava. Vitana, Maishna Pesach, Dekarilei Carbon Yachid, Umaish Shinoch Chagiga, Dekarilei Carbon Tzibor. How come yesterday we called a Chagiga a carbon Tzibor and we called a Pesach a carbon Yachid? Why? What's the difference between the two of them? They're both even brought sometimes on the same day. Right? We don't want to tell me. One's a million people and one's a million. They're both a million people there. Right? What made the Chagiga carbon Tzibor? We said it yesterday. I didn't even go into it. Well, but we said it's a right. We said the power held on Rishal Tzibur. That's clearly a carbon tzibur. The whole Klai Yisrael worships idols. They bring the carbon for that. That's clearly a carbon tzibur. Why is the chagiga a carbon tzibur? So imishum da asi bekinufia. Is it because it comes with a million people? So Pesach nami asi bekinufia. Pesach also comes with a million people. So what makes one a carbon tzibur and one a carbon yachid?
Who gives the chagiga?
Each individual person, no?
Yeah. That's how you eat your meal.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
how it's your meal. Yeah. But why is Pesach coming a million people?
I tell you the truth, I glossed over yesterday. But when I did that Gemara, I was like, why is it? Then I saw, oh, this Gemara is going to discuss it. What?
Why is Pesach a million people?
Erev Pesach is a million people. Erev Pesach is a million people there.
Yeah, but
each individual carbon. Right, but each carbon's brought by more than one person.
Exactly.
All right, but it's not a tzibur.
What?
It's not a tzibur.
So, but it's not a yachid either.
Why are they calling Pesach a carbon yachid here now? It says it's not a yachid.
What?
Actually, not Pesach, the carbon yachid. Didn't we just say a few months ago it's not a yachid because you have to be a group?
It's still called a carbon yachid. It's not tzibur carbon. It's not a carbon tzibur.
It's the same thing as a chagiga.
It's the same thing as a chagiga. It's the exact same thing as a chagiga. So what's the difference? Yesterday we called a chagiga carbon tzibur, and it's the same thing as a...
Because I assume yesterday it's more than one family.
What? Right, so... Exactly.
It
doesn't have to be. There could be if you want.
It could be.
The point is, yesterday...
The whole family doing it.
Yesterday we called the chagiga carbon tzibur. Nobody asked me why that's true. Everyone just nodded their heads. And it's just right now. Okay, a carbon tzibur is something that the tzibur. A carbon tzibur is something that the tzibur brings. Clearly, a carbon everyday carbon tamid. That's a carbon tzibur on Musaf, on Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh. All these things, Yom Kippur. Now you have a few karbanos, and then a carbon yachid. You know what? Hashem is something so good to me. I just made a bar mitzvah for my son. I'm going to bring a carbon shlamim to Hashkadosh Baruch Hu. That's clearly a carbon yachid.
Right.
Then you have a few. We're not really sure what they're called. One is on Yom Kippur. The Aaron's bringing this power on behalf of every Kohen. Is that a carbon yachid? Is that a carbon tzibur? We're not really sure. A carbon Pesach. A guy brings a carbon Pesach with 20 of his friends.
Right.
It's not a carbon yachid. It's not a carbon tzibur. So what is it? Carbon chagiga, the same story. So yesterday we called the carbon chagiga carbon tzibur, and we know a Pesach is a carbon yachid. Even though it has public aspects, it's carbon yachid. So what's the difference? Fair? You're a puzzle?
No. I assumed yes, it's chagiga for the same reason.
Right. Exactly. So now the Gemara is going into it. It can't be because of the public issue, because they're both brought by more than one person.
Right.
Chagiga doesn't have to be, but I think generally it was, because the Seder was done as a group together. What?
You have to finish
a Tesla. You have to finish it, right. No, I'm saying, I said the chagiga, the Seder. You didn't eat alone, you ate with a group. The Karban Pesach couldn't leave the house, right? So you ate with a group. So that group, that's what? So only the Pesach they chipped in, and not for the Chagiga. It's not Mestaber. Chances are the whole thing was brought as a Shutfis. So it's not really a Yachid. Is that a carbon tzibur? Not really either. Yesterday the Gemara called it a carbon tzibur, so the Gemara, why is that different than a carbon Pesach? So the Gemara says, you want to tell me because of the people? That can't be right. So the Gemara says, Ika, you know why? Because Ika Pesach Sheni, Dilo Asi Bekinofia. Because you have a Pesach Sheni that's not brought with a lot of people. You're right. There's no difference between a carbon Pesach and a carbon Chagiga. They're both the same. Whatever you want to say about one, you want to say about the other. 100%. So why is a carbon Yachid? So why is a Pesach called a carbon Yachid? You know why? Because there's such a thing as a Pesach Sheni. And a Pesach Sheni is not brought with a group. It's brought by a single person. A guy that was Tamin Nebuch. He was far away. He was in China. He brings a carbon Pesach. Sheni. A Malay. Im Kane, if that's true, Yehidoch es Hashat. Im Kane, Yehidoch es Hashabbos, B'es HaTumah. Right? Pesach Sheni should be Doch HaShabbos and it should be Doch HaTumah. Why should it be Doch HaShabbos and Doch HaTumah?
It's a carbon Pesach.
It's a carbon Pesach. No.
No, the carbon Pesach is actually Shabbos and
Doch. Right, so if a carbon Pesach is Doch HaShabbos and Doch HaTumah, then the Sheni also should be Doch HaShabbos. If now you tell me, when you say the words Pesach, carbon Pesach, you're including Pesach Sheni. The funny thing,
it should work both ways.
So the answer is, Amalei, one minute. Amalei, in, yeah. Kimand Amadach, yeah, I agree with that. You're right, Titania. Pesach Sheni, Doch HaShabbos, V'yat HaToma. You're right, Ein HaChirami, 100%. Rabbi Yehuda Omer.
Ein
HaDoch HaShabbos. Ah, I'm sorry. V'tanya Pesach Sheni Doche Es HaShabbos V'eino Doche Es HaTomah Rabbi Yehuda Amar Af Doche Es HaTomah. You're right. Eino Chidami. There's a machlokas about that. My time with Tanakama. Why does Tanakama say it? The Doche Shabbos, everyone agrees. If Pesach Sheni falls out on a Shabbos, no problem. Go bring it. Why? It's because it's really a subcategory of Pesach Rishon. Pesach Rishon's Doche Shabbos. So what about Tumah? Tumah they have machlokas about. Why? So Amalach. One minute. If they Tumah Dichichaso. The Yasa Betumah? 1 second. The whole reason why you're bringing it is because you were Tomei Pesach Rishon. Now you're going to bring it Betumah and Pesach Sheni? That's crazy. That's just crazy. Right? You hear that? That doesn't make any sense.
What have you gained?
What have you gained? Exactly. So you can't bring it Betumah now. You couldn't bring it Betumah the first time. The only time you can bring it Betumah is if the whole Chai Yisrael is Tomei. If you were Tomei, you couldn't bring it then. How can you bring it now Betumah? That doesn't make any sense. Now, Rabbi Huda Amalach, I hear that logic. That logic is pretty solid. However, there's a pasuk. Amalach amakra kachal chukas haPesach yaseh also afilu betumah. Hatora hachazira alav lasotza betahira. The Torah says, "We're giving you a second chance." Lo zachu, and if you couldn't do it, yaseh betumah. So bring it betumah. Okay. Good. Now, yesterday we have this whole discussion. Whether or not the power of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is a Karban Yachid or a Karban Tzibur. Now the Gemara says, why don't we answer it the way we answer all important questions? Who is paying for it? Right? All boils down to money. Who's paying for it? Right? If the Kohen Gadol is paying for it out of his own pocket, why on earth should that be called a Karban Tzibur? Right? Typically, the Asher Lo Amar Rachmana. It says in the Torah, it's his. Mishalohu maybe. It's maybe. He has to bring it himself. He can't go into the temple treasury and get the petty cash. No. He has to pay for it himself. Ditanya, asher lo. Mishalohu maybe. V'lo mishal tibur. It's not a public pay. The public pays for the Karban Tamid every morning. The public pays for the Ketores every morning. Or yeah, the public pays for the Karban Musaf. The public doesn't pay for this. Yacha, I would think. Listen to this. Lo yevi mishal tibur. Lo yevi mishal tibur. Yacha, lo yevi mishal tibur. Shena tibur is chaperin bo. The tibur, they don't get kapar, nothing to do with this. Avo yevi mishal echa v'kahanim. But maybe the kahanim can chip in. The kahanim have to chip in. Why? Shari echa mikahanim is chaperin bo. Because the kahanim actually get kapar out of this. Let's let them chip in a little bit. Talmud lomar, asher lo. No, only the Kohen Gadol has to pay for it. Yachal, I would think, lo yavi. You can't bring it from other people. V'im hevi, kosher. But it says that if he brought it, it would be kosher. To bid the eved, the kohanim can't chip in. Let's say they feel bad for him, they want to chip in, and they buy it as a present for him. Look at this, we bought it, you don't have to pay. Talmud lomar shuv, asher lo. It says another time, asher lo. Shina kosev alav la'akev. It's ma'akev. It's not going to work unless the Kohen Gadol pays for it himself. So why on earth should it be considered a carpet zibor? Why? They can't even pay if they want to. Ulutaimech, according to you, Achav HaKahanim, so then all the Kahanim, Elav Dekanu Begavei, if they can't chip in, Hechim Mechapelahu. How do they get kapar from this animal? Right, we said before that the Kahanim have to get kapar first, because you can't ask kapar for others if you yourself have a stain. Right? So first they have to be cleansed, then they can go back for the rest of Klai Yisrael, we'll be busy with Klai Yisrael. So how does that even work? They can't even pay for it. So why should they get a kapar for that? So, Ella, the answer is, Shiny Begaza da Aaron. Aaron's wallet, how did they treat the Begaza? His treasury?
Ownership.
Okay, I mean the means treasury. Shiny Begaza da Aaron, the Begaza, the ownership, the treasury, the wallet of Aaron is different. The Afkari Rahmana Gabi Echav HaKaharim. The Torah, the answer is, it's a special din. Even though Aaron is paying for it, it's as if it's Hefker, and every Kohen gets a Chelek, and every Kohen gets Kapara. Even though they can't pay for it, even though they're not allowed to pay for it, they still get under Hacha, so too. Gabe Tamura Nami. By Tamura, the same story. Shiny Begaza de Aaron. The treasury of Aaron is different. The Afgare Rachmana. That the money of Aaron is different, that it was sort of made hefker, right?
This is talking about the par.
Yeah.
The tumor on the par.
Tumor on the par.
Okay, but the tumor is not the iron. Doesn't apply to
the Sabbath. Only this animal.
Only this animal.
Since the Torah, yeah. for whatever reason, the Torah said that when Aaron brings this animal, all the Kohanim get a kapara, even though that would not work any other place, it does work. So too, the Torah said, even though that's true, that every Kohen is getting a kapara, even though they didn't give one penny. Right? They're not allowed to give one penny. So too, we're going to consider as if each Kohen is a partner and there cannot be a tumor with partners.
Okay, so that means, following the logic,
yeah.
You can't use this example, the Aaron's the Kohen Gadol's par for anything
correct.
Else.
Correct.
Everything that can happen before, throw it out.
Correct, exactly. Right. It's very unique. It's a unique carbon. Because there's no such thing. I bring a carbon and you also get kapar because we're a good friend. That doesn't work. Only by the Kohanim. Right. So now you have to go back now. What did we say about this animal that would be a problem now? I don't know.
But
what didn't end off yet? I don't remember. Right. Okay, now.
We're using it as an example.
Correct. So I think we ended up, we rejected it at the end because we didn't know what to do with it. Because it's just a very funny carbon. It's a private carbon, but yet other people get kapara. So much so that other people that consider like partners. That's a very funny halacha. What?
So we never resolved the tumura.
So it can't be a tumura.
Yeah.
That's the end of the story. Since the Kohen Gadol pays for it himself, why do the Kohanim get kapara? Special din, they get kapara. Special din, they get kapara. It's a special din, they can't make a tumura. They're as if they're partners.
No, even, I can pay for your karma. I can pay for your karma chatas.
Listen, my dad was yesterday. If you pay who's and who can make the tamura? The guy who pays or the guy who's getting the carbon? So we had a whole discussion about that. So here this is even more different.
I can pay for your chatas and you get the credit for it, even though I pay for it, because you're bringing it.
Right, so then we said yesterday, it's pshita, that the guy who's getting the carbon, the benefit, me, the one who's getting the favor, is the one who makes the tamura. Here, we said just the opposite. The Kohanim are getting a favor. They're getting, they cannot make the tomorrow. Okay, now, is there a picture in the art scroll of the Mishkan now? Okay, so here's a story. There are four... The Beis HaMikdash, I'm sorry. The Beis HaMikdash. There are four ways that the Kohen Gadol can be standing in the Kodesh and go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. There are four paths he can take. If you're looking at a bird's eye view of the Beis HaMikdash, he can go four ways. He can walk in between the wall and the Shulchan. Right? See that? The wall and the Shulchan is one way. The Shulchan and the Mizbeach is another way. The Mizbeach and the Menorah is another way. And then the Menorah and the wall is a fourth way. Those are the four ways he can go from being outside the Kodesh. He started off out there. To go into the Kodesh Kodesh, there are four different ways he can go.
I would just say that we do the same thing every time we would go to the right.
It's a good question. It's a very good question. So I think that as we finish this daf, we might have an answer. Maybe. So here we go. Hayamahalich Bahechel. He would go into the Hechel. Ad Shemagia Lebein Shtei Peroches. Until he would get to the two parochises, Hamavdilos ben Kodesh u ben Kodesh Kedoshim. This is in the second temple, in the second Beis HaMikdash. There were two curtains that separated the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the two curtains had entrances at opposite ends. So you have to walk into one entrance, walk the whole length. What?
I think I'm right about your answer
too. 1 minute. U beinehen ama. And in between the two curtains, there was an ama of space. Right? Rabbi Yossi Omer.
Oh, I thought we're giving the guy a break because that'll make him go all the way.
So there's a reason why. We're not doing it to torture him. Rabbi Yossi Omer.
Your difficulty with this.
This is the second Beis HaMikdash.
There's no wall here.
1 minute. This is the second Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Lo ha'yisham ela parocha achas bilvad. There was only one curtain, says Rabbi Yossi. What are you talking about? Only one curtain. Shenamar, like it says, v'hivdila ha'paroches lochem. One curtain separating the Kodesh. What are you two curtains for? As a matter of fact, says the Gemara, Shaparka Amol Hu Rabbi Yossi L'Rabbanan. Rabbi Yossi is a very good tie on the Rabbanan. That's a good point. V'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will answer back, Amalach, Nahani Mili B'Mishkan. It's only in the Mishkan there was one curtain. One. I agree with you. Aval B'Mikdash Sheni, but in the second temple, Kivon Delohavi Ama Traxin, since in the second base of Mikdash there was no wall separating the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim, we made two curtains. Farish Gemara. What does Rashi say? Look at the first Rashi on the page. He says, Amatraxin with Amatraxin. He says, Kach Nikres, Kosel, Mechitza, Hamasik, Mikodesh, Mimikdash Rishon. That's the name of the wall that served to separate the Kodesh from the Kodesh Kedoshim. Aval B'mikdash Sheni, but in the second base Hamikdash, Shahaya Gavoa, it says Meya, it's wrong, it should be 40. It was 40 amos tall, 40 ama, lo asahu. They couldn't make a wall in the second base of Hamikdash, because the second base was 40 amos, the building was 40 amos tall, and the first base of Hamikdash was 30 amos tall. Second base of Hamikdash, they couldn't make a wall. Why? Because the wall wouldn't support such a large height. It was 10 amos taller, they couldn't make the wall. They couldn't make the wall thicker, because you can't take away space from the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kedoshim. They had no choice. They couldn't make a wall. And does that make sense? The higher you make the wall, the less sturdy it's going
to
be.
Especially in those days,
it had to be built like this. Right. Especially in the right. Mati's right. So they couldn't build a wall. They couldn't build a wall. So they made it. They made it. Now the wall was an amma thick. So they made the two curtains an amma thick. That's what's going on here.
Now, don't we have knowledge?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the second
one. Rabbi Yossi.
Rabbi Yossi knew about it. Why is he arguing?
So maybe in his. So maybe he's talking about the Mishkan.
Why would he be talking about the Mishkan?
Well, that's what the Rabbanan answered back. Rabbi Yossi said, one curtain. Says the Rabbanan, what are you talking about? That was in the Mishkan.
Exactly.
So let's finish Rashi. Lefi shel lo haya avya ela ama. It was a one ama thick, this wall. Veni yachol ama begvoa. 40 amma, again 40. They couldn't make it 40 ammas tall. It would be too flimsy. Well, lahosif al uvya, and to make it thicker, e afshar. That's impossible. Dichsiv, hakol biksav miyad Hashem olai haskil. It had to follow exactly the blueprint of what was made, and they couldn't make it thicker. So they're stuck. So they had to make two curtains. Okay? Okay. Very good. Excellent. Tosfos asks, so why don't we make one curtain that's an amma thick? Right, so that's what Tosfos basically. He says, "Listen to the last Tosfos. Tema, v'li'aved paroches achas she'ovya ama, to make one curtain that's an ama thick. We're making two curtains like this. V'li nira demashma lahu l'rabbanon beperek pirish dekra v'havdila haparoches lochem bein kodesh shemitzad shchitzon shel paroches yiyeh kodesh. That from the outside already umitchilas ovya v'lefnim yiyeh kol kodesh kedoshim." That's why they didn't want to do it. I don't know exactly what he's saying. But interesting question.
Can't support it.
Can't support it. It's too thick.
Well, what can make a better foundation then?
No, it's a curtain. It's a curtain. Why do you have to have two curtains?
How many nisim did you have in the base of Mikdash?
In the second base of Mikdash, not that many.
Okay, so we could have one more.
Can't do that. It has to be tapered.
Why?
That's how it was built.
You can't build a wall up to the sky.
The top was smaller, and as it got bigger, it made it wider and wider.
Right. Even this 10 amos, says Rashi, was the cutoff point. They couldn't use a wall anymore.
Exactly.
The best example, the Empire State Building staple in the suede.
Yeah.
But you can't use any of those examples. They didn't have steel.
They didn't have steel. It's only made out of stone. Just stone. Right? So they had a lot of chachma, more than we give them credit for. So they couldn't use a wall. They couldn't build a wall.
Pyramids.
They couldn't build a wall where it was 40 amos. It would not. The wall would collapse.
Yeah,
So they had to use a curtain.
How high was the coquel wall? Was it high?
Very high.
Yes, how did they do that? Oh,
is it still... So you look... They were much... Yeah.
Under the coquel,
They were much thicker and longer.
So why can't you make a 40 on the one that's thinner on top?
I guess they felt that it was too...
The top's not the problem. The bottom's the problem.
The height of the wall is determined by how wide the base is.
Because in order to make it 40 amas tall, it would have to encroach onto the Kodesh and more than an amma. Rashi did not allow to do that. Yeah, it's impossible to do that.
You doctors can't think out of the box. It's like simple stuff.
Thank you, Mr. Construction.
Now, let's finish.
Exactly. We're all going to spend 2 days at the Binyan Construction to learn how to do this stuff.
Exactly. Why, if we're going to go to the slaughterhouse to watch how they shech, we can go watch how they build the Mishkan.
I'll show you the secret things for the
guitarist. Uba Mikdash Rishon, Hudahava. And in the first base of Mikdash, there was taco wool. There was taco wool. Now, the Isapkalahu Rabbanon, the Rabbanon had a suffix, the Kedusha say, what's the status of that wool? In the first base of Mikdash, there was what's the status of that? Is that wool itself in Kodesh or Kodesh Kedushim? Nobody knew. It was a suffix. Therefore, Ikilifnim, Ikilachutz. Therefore, in order to get rid of the suffix, va'avid shtei peroches. They made two peroches. When I'm apart, so that when you're outside the first peroches, you're definitely in the Kodesh. And when you're inside the second, you're definitely in the Kodesh Kedoshim.
And in between?
In between was spate. That's how you walk through.
Was that Kodesh?
What?
That Kodesh or Kodesh?
Well, no one knows. But it doesn't matter.
Wait, on the first piece of Midrash, where was it open to?
What?
To the sides?
So that we're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to get to that in a minute. Okay? Now, as I said before, there are four ways to get into the Kodesh, Kedushim, from the Kodesh. Right? Tana Rabbanon. Bein Mizbeach la Menorah Hayamahalech Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's how he would go in. From in between the Mizbeach and the Menorah. Why this way? I don't know. Rabbi Meir Omer. Bein Shulchan la Mizbeach. Between the Shulchan and the Mizbeach. So do they have like a... So you see how they're doing it, right?
Yeah.
Now, according to the picture here, in the second Beit HaMikdash, the entrance of the first curtain was on the extreme left, and the entrance of the second curtain was in the extreme right. So he would enter in the extreme left, walk the whole length of the length of the Kodesh Kedushim to the extreme right, and enter on the right. Right? V'yesh Omrim, others say, Bein Shulchan LaKotel, between the Shulchan and the wall. Man Yeshom, who said that? Amar Chista, Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi, the Amar who said, Pischa B'tzafon Kai. The entrance, since Rabbi Yossi held, there was only one curtain, even in the second Beit HaMikdash, the entrance was on the extreme right, so walk on the extreme right, and you're ready right there? Right? Says Rashi, let's look at that Rashi. Rabbi Yossi, the Amar who says, V'masnitzin lohoi Hashem el proches achas. There was only one curtain. The Eitel HaKosel HaTzafoni, and all the way on the northern wall where the Shulchan is, HaYerosha Kafel, I'm not sure what this means, the head of the curtain was doubled over. Uperufa Bekeres Zahav Klape Chutz, it had some kind of golden something on the outside. Ubo Nechnasim Lefnayim V'Lefnim, and that's how they would enter into the Kodesh Kedoshim. K'dekani Masnis HaLiba D'Rabbanan, HaChitzona Perufa Min HaDarom, HaPenim Is Min HaTzafon. Right, we're going to see that later. The picture is that one entrance is on the extreme left, and the second entrance is on the extreme right. Where'd that come from? So that we'll see, not tomorrow, tomorrow, the next day, we'll see that later. So, but Rabbi Yossi didn't hold from two curtains. He only held of one curtain. So the one curtain, the entrance was all the way on the extreme right, which is the Tzafon. So just keep on walking straight in. You walk straight in. Rabbi Yossi, the Amar, Ein Shamel Achas, Perifusa B'Tzafon, who's only one entrance in the north, the entrance was in the north, if we walk right in over there. Okay. Rabbi Huda Amalach, back to the Gemara. Pischa Bedarom Kai. No, Rabbi Huda says the entrance was on the extreme left. Rabbi Meir commands Svirle. Who does the Meir hold like? E Kirab to Yehuda Svirle. Now, that's right. So there's a machlokas now where the entrance is. Either on the extreme right or the extreme left. Right? Either the extreme right or the extreme left. That's how Rabbi Yossi said the extreme right, and Rabbi Yehuda said the extreme left. Rabbi Meir said, no, it was in between, what did he say, Rabbi Meir? the Shulchan and the Mizbeach. So why there? So why there? So the Gemara says, what's up with her mayor? So Ikir Yehuda Svirle, Nail Kir Yehuda, and Ikir Yossi Svirle, Nail Kir Yossi. Right? Why are you going in the middle? Rabbi Yossi makes sense, you're going at that end. Rabbi Yehuda makes sense, you're going at that end. Why are you walking in the middle? So Lolam Kir Yossi Svirle. Really, he holds like Rabbi Yossi. Vamalach, Shulchanos Tzafon Vidar Munachin. What's going on here? Shlomo HaMelech made 10 extra shulchans. Those 10 extra shulchans, umefaskale shulchan v'lomis ayale. Those 10 extra shulchans were 5 on one side of the shulchan, 5 on the other side of the shulchan, and they were flush with the wall. So according to Rebbe, you couldn't walk between the wall and the shulchan. There were shulchans there. So therefore, he had to go around. So therefore, Meir said to go a different way.
Did they have that
by Herod
one?
I don't know. No, some of that didn't.
Some of they did, but then what's the difference? Every best basic that we discussed is the last one.
Correct. 1 second. Let's just finish 1 second. V'bayi seimo, another answer. La'olam mizrach u'marav menach. Really, you could say that the shulchans were lined up mizrach mairav. So there was a space between the wall and the shulchan, and the shulchans. There was. There was, right? Mizrach u'marav munachin. Right? It was really, in other words, the shulchans were not flush with the wall. Right? And therefore, he really could have walked from the wall, along the wall, and walked straight in. However, lav urach aya lemela behedya. It's not appropriate to just like jump right in, to walk right in. You walk a little bit out of the way, to make like a little bit of a grand entrance. Says Rashi on top, Leilech etel kotzal tzafoni, kol arecha kotzal. It's not appropriate to walk the length of the wall, a northern wall straight in. V'chol shah, einav nuzonos, mibes kodesh hakadoshim, derech haparifa shekenegdo. And your eyes are constantly looking at the entrance. That's what Rashi means by that.
I know, but you know it's funny. You go to the RN, you gotta go straight. You don't
even
take it
right.
You go straight.
What? This is according to a mayor. This is according to a mayor. All right, so we'll stop here. So now tomorrow we're gonna have more of this. Nobody holds. So it's such a funny thing. In the first Beis HaMikdash, we didn't discuss the first Beis HaMikdash, right? We didn't discuss it. Why would the first Beis HaMikdash be different regarding where the entrance of the Kodesh Kedoshim is? Only because of the Badin issue? Otherwise, you have to be in between the Badin, right? How are you going to get in between the Badin? So the entrance, we didn't get to it today. There's no makar today that the entrance of the Kodesh Kedoshim in the first Beis HaMikdash was Bein HaBadin. That's what the entrance was. So the Kohen walks into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he's right in front of the Bein HaBadin. He doesn't have to jump over them, he doesn't have to jump under them, right there. Everyone's hands.
It can't be possible.
Why?
Because that means if you're standing there, you can see right into it. Impossible.
Right. He's right. So there was a curtain there for show.
I know.
So it's such a funny thing. The curtain.
Who's opening up the curtain when he's doing? He's got these
knives walking around the curtain.
We're going to see tomorrow. Yeah. No, we're going to see tomorrow that the curtain, the entrance to the curtain, is on the extreme right or the extreme left. So he entered on the extreme and then walked to the center and then walked in through a door. It's such a funny thing.
Why not?
How is he getting in? It's your question. How is he getting
exactly.
In? The bottom went all the way to the
bottom. Right, so you have to answer that. The entrance is in between the bottom.
I'm telling you, he moved the curtain.
Not
the bottom, I'm telling you, the curtain.
He moved the curtain, I hear.
Why? He moved the bottom.
But then you see inside.
But there was a wall there. There was a wall there. Right. Very hard. We don't understand the first place I met those.
It's on the rock.
What do you call that dance?
The Aron's on the bar.
Limbo? No. All right, we don't understand the first base HaMikdash. If anybody has a way to figure out the first base, we'd love to hear it. We'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.